From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Tampa Bay has dodged a direct hurricane hit for a century. AccuWeather's Lauren Fox writes about whether supernatural forces are at play in today's AccuWeather Daily for Sunday, September 25th. For a century, the Tampa Bay area in Florida has been largely void of any direct landfalling hurricane strikes, and some locals believe the reason can be chalked up to a supernatural force. In 2017, Hurricane Irma appeared to be headed straight into the Gulf of Mexico toward the St. Petersburg and Tampa area before it turned into Marco Island instead, 146 miles south of St. Petersburg and Tampa, allowing the area to largely avoid a catastrophic direct strike. The most recent near miss occurred in August 2021 when Tropical Storm Fred came within 195 miles of Tampa. The previous year, a much-weakened Tropical Storm Eta made landfall about 130 miles north of Tampa in November 2020. That has been our story for nearly 100 years now. Rui Farias, executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History, told AccuWeather that the hurricanes are heading right for us and just veer off course. For centuries, the Tocobaga tribe inhabited the coastline of Tampa Bay, surviving on a diet consisting mostly of fish and shellfish. The tribe began dying off to war and disease brought by Spanish explorers in the 16th century. Although the timeline is somewhat unclear, the tribe had been completely wiped out sometime before 1800. Large burial mounds remaining from Tocobaga civilization are still present today, with the oldest one located overlooking Old Tampa Bay. However, only a few have survived the development the area has undergone in modern times. Many people think the mounds could be providing supernatural protection from hurricanes. Technically, Irma did make a direct hit on part of Tampa in 2017, though it was a bit of a glancing blow from a weakened hurricane. The storm did weaken to a Cat 1 while making its closest approach to the Tampa area, AccuWeather's chief hurricane expert Dan Kotlowski said, referring to the storm's Category 1 strength, which had dropped considerably from its Category 5 intensity by that point. But it was still a hurricane and caused lots of damage. Kotlowski explained that Irma was a Cat 1 when it passed just east of downtown Tampa with a tropical storm force wind field of over 300 miles. This large wind field is what caused all the power outages and damage. Kotlowski said a direct hit occurs when a hurricane passes to within a distance equal to the cyclone's radius of maximum wind, which for Hurricane Irma at that stage was 23 miles. The Tampa International Airport is 25 miles from where Irma's center was, but the eastern part of the city extends well over 20 miles to the east, Kotlowski explained. So, by definition, the eastern half of Tampa experienced a direct hit, he said, adding, St. Petersburg did not take a direct hit, but suffered power outages and wind damage. But it wasn't a catastrophic hit, and thus belief in something otherworldly protecting the area from a hurricane's worst wrath persists. Do they want to protect their burial mounds? Farias wondered in the interview. Or would they let a hurricane hit to get even with the Spanish and the white settlers that moved down from the north and took their land? Similar to Irma, 2004's Hurricane Charley left many in the area relieved when it navigated away from Tampa Bay as it roared toward land. That just added huge credibility to this myth, Farias said. Every spaghetti line had the thing going into St. Petersburg. We were all prepared for the worst. And at the last second, it turned. Spaghetti plots are collections of potential forecast tracks for tropical storms based on slightly different possible weather conditions. They can come from a group of models or one ensemble model that creates multiple possible storm tracks. When you plot all the possible tracks of storms from these forecast models, it can look like spaghetti if the forecast goes out too far, hence the name spaghetti plots, AccuWeather's senior meteorologist Jesse Farrell said. Their value, however, is that in the short term, they usually show a path of likely tracks for tropical storms, giving residents of those areas within the path more time to prepare. In 1848, one-third of the famous mound was washed away by a hurricane. It also once saved the life of an early settler after bringing his family to the bay to escape a storm surge. The last time Tampa Bay sustained a direct hit by a hurricane was in October 1921, a full century ago, before hurricanes were given names. The National Weather Service describes the hurricane as the forgotten nightmare. The storm caused at least 8 fatalities and mass destruction to the area. Could it be people from the past protecting the present? We asked. A lot of people say it's the Indian mounds, Farias replied. But I don't know. But the legend grows each year that goes by without a destructive storm battering the Tampa Bay area. I like to believe those things are true, Farias mused. I love that story. Kotlowski cautions that the Tampa Bay area is long overdue for a landfall, but he attributes the region's location and the history of tracks that storms take as the reason the area has escaped the worst throughout the years. In order for Tampa to get a direct landfall, the storm has to hit them from the southwest, Kotlowski said. This is a very rare track for a hurricane. Most storms move south to north, and south of Tampa is Marco Island, which is where Irma made landfall. If and when Tampa is hit by a hurricane from the southwest, it won't take much of a hurricane to cause severe and catastrophic damage due to storm surge. But again, he paused, a hurricane hitting from the southwest, or even the West, would be very unusual. That's it for today. For your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app or visit AccuWeather.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.